This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Smart Clean is a cleanliness and hygiene intelligence company building AIoT and SaaS-powered intelligent cleaning management solutions to fundamentally change how cleanliness and hygiene are monitored, measured, and managed in the built environment towards improved health and hygiene standards. I'm here with the founder, Lav Agarwal. Good morning, Lav.
Hi, morning, Frida.
So your solution couldn't come at a better time, right? When everybody's more concerned about hygiene. But the cleaning industry itself has not gone through a revamp or disruption over these years, right? How did you, chance upon this opportunity or thought of this opportunity?
So when we started the company, we're actually three founders, and two of the founders, including myself, come from a technology background. Our third co-founder happened to be working in cleaning industry for almost a decade. So she is a Singaporean and she has been running a smaller size cleaning company. And all the problems that we set out to solve were actually the problems she had been facing in her own company for the last 10 years.
Right. When you say that she had problems, so obviously it was very manual.
Yeah. But so problems like cleaning industry being very manual, right? When the cleaning company is deployed, cleaners could be a commercial building or could be a public infrastructure. The cleaning managers have very limited visibility and control over how these services are being delivered because everything is happening in a manual way, right? The cleaners are going around doing manual inspections, manual cleaning. So how these companies even deliver the service quality, standardize the service quality is also challenge both for them as well as to the client that they're delivering a service to.
So when you use Smart Clean, it's not, are you removing, how is manual labor, I guess, minimized?
Sure. So our solutions include technology layers at every part of digitizing the cleaning lifecycle. So we digitize how cleanliness and hygiene are being monitored, right? Because, for example, if you look at any commercial building today, a cleaner would be going in and doing manual inspection every few minutes, right? So let's say, for example, in a corporate office tower, they'll be going in every 30 minutes, every 1 hour to spot check if the toilets are clean or not, if the pantries are clean or not. So our sensors and our IoT infrastructure completely digitizes how these facilities are monitored in real time, and from there, the software part digitizes how the cleanliness is being analyzed, monitored, measured, and then subsequently how the cleaning operations are being operated. Mm.
So obviously business improved or there was more attention because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so pandemic actually was both good and bad for us. Good in the sense that it completely changed the perception and the importance of cleanliness and hygiene measurement. A lot of factors that were good to have now become a must to have in a post-COVID environment. In fact, in most of the commercial buildings today, the users expect a higher standard of cleanliness and hygiene. And they actually want to know that how are the built spaces being maintained in which they are, let's say, living or operating. So that has definitely given us kind of a push in the sense that most of the properties or bigger size facility management companies are talking to us. Bad in the sense that, it was a temporary halt for a business like us who primarily operates on buildings, right? And if the buildings are closed down, if the cities are locked down, our projects got halted.
But people are now thinking cleanliness is so important, right? So you have this global standard measuring cleanliness called Clean Score. So what does it measure?
Okay, so coming also from the background, right, that everyone sees and perceives cleanliness in a very different way, right? Because cleanliness has never been quantified and hence it has never been standardized. So when we started out, our first goal was that how do we capture data and standardize cleanliness? From there, what we realized that even in the commercial built infrastructure, there is no one global standard of cleaning. So today we are measuring several parameters depending on the space and the type of building. So for example, within, let's say, washrooms in commercial buildings or pantries or offices, we are measuring parameters like smell, air quality, occupancy, and several other data points. to quantify and standardize how good or bad a space is, right, in terms of cleanliness and hygiene. And this gets gauged and compared to global property standards, or let's say global levels. Let's say a building in Singapore or Kuala Lumpur or New York, the standards need to be same, right, in the sense of
yes,
how the global standards are being measured and compared. So this is what we are building with Clean Score, a global standard for cleanliness and hygiene.
It's so important, right? Because your idea of clean and my idea of clean is very different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, cleanliness is, as I said, like never been quantified and never been measured before. So the perception of cleanliness varies person to person.
Right. Okay. So now your business, obviously very business to business, commercial buildings, condominiums, that sort of thing.
Yep. So we today operate in a range of commercial properties because we started with commercial properties because commercial properties for us were more of a low hanging fruit, given that most of the bigger size commercial buildings have the drive today for a better service quality delivery to the end clients or the tenants that they are leasing the properties to. So we today operate in offices, mall, retail malls, airports, hospitals, but we also have done public infrastructure all the way from, let's say, MRT interchanges to bus interchanges or government hospitals kind of environments as well.
Right. And your business right now is in Malaysia, Singapore?
We are headquartered in Singapore. We do have mm-hmm. physical operations in most of the Southeast Asian geographies now, including we're launching through partners in, we have already launched through partners in Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, we are in Middle East, and within the next few months, we are also in the process of launching in US and Australia sector as well.
Wow. Okay. The other thing is, you are available on, yes, there's an app. What are the features in these?
Sure. So the entire solution includes physical sensors. So these are sensors mounted, let's say, on the wall ceiling, in the washrooms, in the pantries, in different areas within the building. So these sensors monitor real-time cleanliness, and this data is then collected on a cloud. So from the cloud, then we have a whole ecosystem of applications, which includes web applications for property managers, facility managers, as well as mobile apps, right? And all of this comes together in digitizing different facets of cleaning management, in the sense that how a cleaner, for example, starts his work on any particular day, how the work are being allocated to, how the cleanliness, which is, let's say, monitored by a sensor, that alert or a work order goes to a cleaner for reacting in a real time, right? So to give an example, let's say if a washroom in a mall is smelly or office is smelly, it would in real time trigger a work order or an alert to a cleaner, and the cleaner will go and then do a touch up or check what is the reason of that particular anomaly or the smell, right? So
right.
Basically, this completely transitions the cleaning regime from a reactive way to a more proactive way, right? So even before a user would smell or have a bad experience, even before that, the sensors would pick it up and make it more proactive in that sense.
Right. So the solution really doesn't reduce physical labor, but it does make the physical labor more effective and efficient.
Yeah. So we never say that we are reducing the manpower. It's more about optimizing the manpower. So in some properties where we feel that the manpower is already very lean, there may be a case that kind of under cleaning, right? I mean, in that sense, I need to deploy more cleaners to have a standard cleaning delivery, a standard level of cleanliness and hygiene. But in an average commercial project, we have seen that there is a room to optimize and, let's say, reduce at least 20 to 30% manpower.
Right. Okay. I'm here with Love Agarwal from Smart Clean. We'll continue our conversation after this. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9. We'll be right back.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Lav Agarwal from Smart Clean. And of course, they're one of the shortlisted for the Sunway iLab Ventures Accelerator Program. So tell me, why did you guys decide to participate in that program?
So a couple of reasons. First of all, we are looking for a proper enterprise partner who can help us launch more formally in the Malaysia market. We have been doing trials with our corporate partners like JLL, Sodexo, etc. in Malaysia, but we haven't had a chance of formally setting up and launching in Malaysia yet. So Sunway iLabs program, we felt that it's the right program to actually partner with a property group as well, because Sunway has Sunway Mall, Sunway Property, and they could become our first success story in Malaysia on which we can build further. So it was a very good fit for us to get started, get the help also in terms of more formal Malaysia launch as well.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant because you get to experiment with their existing infrastructure, right? And it's a solution they probably need as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, Sunway by themselves have a large ecosystem of properties ranging from office building, malls, universities, etc. So that kind of gives us a sandbox, as you exactly mentioned, I mean, a place to kind of tickle our solution and also improve it, right? I mean, because we always need to fine tune the solution depending on how it is being used in a specific geography. And this, and our goal with Sunway is also to deploy the first few pilots, the first few projects, and build those first few initial case studies, success stories, which could be then replicated and amplified across, let's say, the real estate infrastructure in Malaysia, both public and private.
Okay, so obviously, but you're not in it for the money because you've already received $3.4 million in funding. Tell us about that. And I guess, what was the funding used for largely?
Sure. So, I mean, we as a company have been around for almost 5 years now, and we have been very capital efficient. I mean, just to mention that we have raised around $3 million. And in that, we have built our solutions from scratch in the sense that all of our R&D technology product development happens in-house. And these solutions, as I mentioned, includes physical sensors, right? So right from the moment how we start the selective R&D on a specific sensing capability to build it, commercialize it. It's almost like launching a new iPhone, right? And all of this has been done, validated with the global leaders. So once we launched our solution around 3 years back, validated it with the global property groups, big facility management companies like JLL, Sodexo, who are also now our partners. And the capital had been used for all of this, plus the initial expansion and traction so far. But we are also raising the next round of funding, which is our Series A round. It's US $15 million round for expansion. So we are, this is purely for our growth and expansion in different geographies like we discussed.
All right. You know, earlier on you mentioned about how different geographies have different requirements. Can you give examples? And is the idea behind the clean score then to standardize cleanliness, right, regardless of geographies?
Yeah. So starting from Singapore, and Singapore being already very clean, right? I mean, the cleanliness standards in the geography and in the relative landscapes are much, much higher, right? But then what we need to become is a kind of agent of standardization, in the sense that how do we bring the same standard of cleanliness from, let's say, a commercial building in New York to Singapore to, let's say, Malaysia, Indonesia, India, etc. as well. And towards the first question, I mean, since ours is more of a operational optimization system, right, in the sense that we measure, monitor, and then optimize cleanliness and hygiene. So towards that, what we have realized is that it also depends a lot on how cleanliness and hygiene are kind of operated in the specific geography. For example, in low labor cost markets, like let's say in India, Malaysia, Indonesia, etc., there is always this case that the cleaning company or the FM company may choose to deploy more cleaners, right? Because manpower is cheaper, versus in higher labor cost markets like Singapore, Australia, Western Europe and US, etc. The approach is always on how do they optimize, how do they reduce the manpower, the need on human manpower, right? And how do they adopt more technology? So towards that, cleaning is kind of sitting at an intersection of smart building and, let's say, smart operations today. And this is where we fine-tune our solution to how does it exactly fit into a specific process optimization per se, right? I mean, in terms of a specific geography or a specific process that is followed by a company, etc. as well.
Do you have any indication of the value of this business or cleaning services in the region or on a global basis?
Yeah, so cleaning industry globally is more than $300 billion industry. And within the next few years, in fact, within the next decade, it'll cross almost $500 billion annual value. The reason being also that cleaning is kind of an evergreen business that way, right? Because be it a recession or let's say, be it a bull bear market, cleaning is always needed, right? I mean, in the sense that even during COVID, the need of cleanliness and hygiene, sanitation had already gone up. So towards that, we see a massive room for disruption in the sense that tech adoption has just started. There are some geographies where cleaning processes are like Singapore, cleaning processes are starting to become tech driven. And we feel that in the next one or two decades, a lot is going to change because as robotics comes in, as autonomous solutions come in, cleaning is going to become more and more autonomous to an extent that it could be almost 80 to 90% technology and less than 10% humans overall in the cleaning industry.
And that should be the future, right? And how do you market your solutions? Because yours, I guess, is very B2B, word of mouth, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So we market our solution in a way that through two angles. One is, as you exactly mentioned, we are a pure B2B enterprise solution. So we directly go to the large size property owners, operators, like facility management companies like ISS, JLL, Sodexo, CBRE, or let's say even cleaning companies, etc. as well, right? So in that sense, we do have both inbound marketing coming in from our content, etc., or outbound in the sense that we do participate in regional expos whereby we get exposed to the global leaders or let's say regional leaders who are in the property management space, facility management space. So far our growth has been more organic in the sense that even from US ecosystem to Europe or APAC, most of the global innovators or property groups have actually come to us. So what it's more like their innovation team or let's say the property operations team have reached out to us on how they could, let's say, digitize their cleaning operations, how can they transition towards this digital transformation journey. But then, yeah, I mean, as we grow further, we do want to control our narrative and pipeline. And this is where we are also leveraging on both inbound and outbound marketing.
Right. And how big is your team?
We are a team of 45 based out of Singapore and India. As we scale and as we close this fundraising round, we are tripling our team. And these would also be regional teams sitting out of geographies that we operate. So we'll be scaling the team to somewhere between 100 and 120 by end of this year.
Right. Any other comments you'd like to include, Lav?
So I mean, in terms of our long-term vision and what are we building at SmartLean? So as I mentioned, I mean, we see that cleaning industry is going through an evolution journey whereby cleaning used to be all manual. It became tech adoption and then it has already started becoming tech driven. But where we see that things are headed, and I mean, also to include the point that no one wants to do the cleaning, right? Cleaning is not the sexy industry. It is always looked down. The cleaners are more in it because of some necessity rather than kind of aspiration, right? I mean, in terms of no one aspires to become a cleaner. So towards that, what we see that to this industry headed towards is that in a decade or two decades time, this will become autonomous. And towards that, we are trying to build the technology backbone of how does that all these pieces come together from, let's say, cobotics in the sense of humans and robots working together to collecting data and making standards across the region, etc. as well.
Right. I think it's really exciting, right? It's something, standards across the world, and it's something that we all need. All the best, Lav. I've been speaking to Lav Agarwal from SmartLean. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.